not enough capacity is the bottom line following a pitch to Congress by top military officials. Is the U.S. really unready to answer the call? Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has a reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
The idea that somehow our military is not well trained, that we don't have equipment that's truly functional, that we have enough to be able to replace and augment, is particularly scary for Hawaii, because we kind of got a lesson in all of this last year when we found out that equipment and training shortfalls were responsible for that accident that killed 12 Marines off Oahu better than a year ago. So for us, this is particularly telling and really comes home. What did we hear from those top officials in Washington last week?
Well, this comes from Kirsten Downey, who is our reporter in D.C., and she went to these hearings. And sure enough, leaders of the Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines were very blunt with Congress. They said, look, our military, it's overstretched. It needs more money. It's, in fact, verging on breakdown. They described airplanes that can't fly, ships that can't be deployed at sea, shortfalls in critical parts, all sorts of things. And one person said some of the equipment dates to the Reagan era. I mean, can you believe that? That's, what, 30 years or so or more. And that because of this, the U.S. is going to be constricted in terms of its ability to fight globally in multiple conflicts. It can handle small countries, but not so-called high-end adversaries. And in this case, we mean China and Russia. So it was a very sobering message for the Congress.
The idea that the dominance that we've seen in all areas of the military for such a long time maybe has made people complacent. Is this part of the message? Although we clearly saw that the military was being sliced and diced over several years, and maybe this is the result.
The blame really can be shared by a number of people. Certainly, there are those in the Trump administration that are angry at the Obama administration, and that's one reason Trump has called for more money for the military. But in fact, it's Congress that really is mostly to blame. For the last 9 years, it hasn't been able to really pass a budget on time. Instead, it keeps passing what are known as CRs, continuing resolutions, and just kind of keeps pushing things back. That doesn't really allow for proper financial planning, particularly when it comes to the military. So you had folks like John McCain, Jim Inhofe, others, Meiji Hirono was part of the hearings, acknowledging that a lot of the blame is partisanship and gridlock in Congress. Whether they're getting the message now to change that, we'll see. As you know, the Republicans control both the House and the Senate and the administration.
Meiji Hirono is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Right.
Has she been particularly vocal about this? I mean, we don't hear a lot from her on occasion. We do hear something that's particularly telling. Is this something that she's now taking up?
She is. It's something that she is concerned about. I should say that both she and Senator Schatz, as well as Colleen Hunt-Boost in the House, are particularly worried about Pearl Harbor and the workers in that area, which is defense-related. But yes, it's fair to say it's a priority given the economic necessity. Next to tourism, it's really the military in terms of money here.
An idea that we should understand and perhaps promulgate a little bit more than we do. Thank you, Chad.
Happy to do that another day.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Chad Blair joins us with a reality check from Civil Beat.